Therapy Worldwide.
Blog Talk Radio.
Brother Alpha Grillo, greetings, Sister Kim. Thank you for all that you do for our community. Eva Brito, writing beautiful. We are the beat of our world, and Alpha Grillo. And I just sent a message through to Sister Grace. I said, we're talking about you, and you need to know what Kim is talking about you today on LIB Radio. You need to come on here and defend your honor. So I sent her a link. She might just pop up here in any minute to defend her honor. Extend her honor. A number of different things have been going on. You have participated in the Woman Arise Summit. Talk to us about Woman Arise Summit. Okay, then. There we go. That's who I have here on my desk. That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. That's so beautiful. That's right. That is absolutely wonderful. I'm so inspired. I'm organizing a diplomatic delegation to be traveling to the East African community sometime around spring 2023. And from what you just described, I'm going to really kind of insist that we include you and facilitate your travel with us to the East African community. And the way you're connected and the practicality of the actions that you engage are absolutely worthy of diplomatic status. One of the primary missions that I've been committed to, this will be my second year of this commitment, is the East African Community Healthcare and Education Mission. And as part of the healthcare mission this year, it is my intention to raise funds, to buy a number of portable ultrasound machines to take to the East African community and distribute across the healthcare infrastructure there, because the problem of infant and maternal mortality is not only a persistent problem, but it's out of proportion to the rest of the world. And I know that having something like ultrasounds for high-risk pregnancies could be very, very useful. Your thoughts about me drafting you in an East African healthcare, education, and art ministry? That's right. That's right. That's right. Absolutely. We do have one comment that's come in, Alpha Griot, and I'm having the most wonderful time. These are the type of conversations with real, resourceful, experienced people making real commitments that they plan on standing to. These are the kind of conversations that really re-energize and revitalize our wonderful, transformative passion for all things Pan-African. A comment coming from Alpha Griot. He asked, was it difficult to get incorporated in Tanzania, or many people call it Tanzania, I call it Tanzania? How long did the incorporation process take? Okay, hopefully we have our sister. It may have glitched 1 second. I think she may have glitched. If you can hear me, you may want to disconnect yourself and reconnect. Oh, she's already on top of it. Sister is sharp as a razor. I tell you, this Sister Kim Poole, she is the real deal, everybody. Anyone out there, brothers, sisters, I want you to look up. I put up the link, and I'm going to share the link again for Teaching Arts Institute. I want you to look at what they're doing. Look and imagine how you could fit in with what they're doing. And at that, the way that dropped, that looked like that may have been in a cell phone battery. I think she was on her mobile phone logging in. But how you could and would fit in. Look at her biography. This is not anything superficial. This is not anything phony at all. So when we talked earlier this week about protecting and projecting our younger community, our childbearing age populations, protecting our women, our daughters, our mothers, our sisters, our aunties, our grandmothers, this is exactly why we make these powerful, positive commitments. So hopefully she'll be back joining with us any second now. I do have a number of links so you can learn more about what it is that she does. So let me just put up these couple of links so you can log in. Lorenzo in the house says, excellent program. I completely agree, Lorenzo. And we're going to keep getting better. Even though I'm cutting back on broadcast hours quite significantly after the beginning of the year, we're going to still keep you focused and still keep getting better and more appointed. And especially Lorenzo and everybody else out there, we've got to, we are going to do a better job of synchronizing our activities, synchronizing my activities with you who have been the loyal listening audience. Teaching at this level to a dozen people at a time when it used to be literally sometimes 12, 15, or 16,000 people simultaneously listening to LIB radio in the earlier days. Yes, it was all of that. But it's all, the whole landscape has changed very dramatically, and it looks like we may not be able to connect with her. Usually it doesn't take this long to reconnect. I put up a couple of links. There's a beautiful YouTube video. I hope you'll wait till the end of the program before you can click on that YouTube video and see more of what our beloved sister has to share. I'm going to keep on going here for a second. Let me just give you a little bit more from her background, from her bio, talking about soul fusion performing artist and founding fellow of the Teaching Art Institute. Teaching Art Institute, they have an international team through Teaching Art originating the Art for Social Transformation, Teaching Artistry in Action curriculum, and a workbook for change agents and universities interested in exploring the art of possibility. Under the Teaching Art Institute umbrella, Kim Poole serves as chief visionary of the Artisan Conference philosophy aimed at connecting sustainable development to art culture in emerging economies. And she had a contribution to do with the recent COP27. I think I have that in my notes for today. I was going to ask her about her contribution, action plan on women, children, and youth, as well as she's organizing the Tanzania Elders Tour 2023. And let me say, that sounds like something I definitely want to participate in as well. Kim is organizing the Tanzania Elders Tour 2023. So I'll keep you informed on that. We'll try and keep each other informed. Make sure you're on my email list at chefkatie.com. You'll see the subscribe to the email list. Make sure you get on that. And also, I'm still reading again, a shining example of the best practices espoused by the budding teaching artistry curriculum, Kim Poole models art for social transformation theory by focusing on her passion to empower African women to celebrate their resilience and encouraging cross-cultural communication. In 2014, Poole lashed out at the Boko Haram terrorist sect after abducting 300-plus schoolgirls with a self-funded musical tour across Nigeria. In an effort to raise funds for families affected and rallying women throughout West Africa to get involved, she blinked across each stage and workshop featuring the Super Lashes song as battle music, an up-tempo neo-soul piece reminiscent of the 1960s era of rock and soul with metaphoric and lyrical lyrics and literal lyrics that she quotes as the mission behind her woman's work, with the continued goal of using the Super Lashes mantra to spur women into action. In 2016, the artivist founded the Shiro's Sisterhood, an international support system woven to address the physical, psychological, financial, and spiritual needs of African women and their families. As the international host of the Sisterhood, in March 2019, she led women from across 16 countries in the formation of Global African Shiro's Union and advocated for, quote, protection strategies in mental health and financial wellness, unquote, at the 63rd United Nations Commission on the Status of Women in three official parallel events. This is our beloved sister. This is the real deal. And it's an absolute honor for me to know Kim Again, we met at a Pan-African Economic Development Conference in Southern California a number of years ago. I think it was about 2014, 2016, right around that time. And she was her group, because she brought a delegation. There were some five of them. They were the stars of the party, if you ask me. There were a lot of delegates. There were people who were government officials and involved in U.S. trade policies, import-export bank, and other policy experts on doing trade. But it was this group of young people that just blew my mind and many others who attended the conference with the vital energy that they brought and the list of real, tangible experiences across a Pan-African spectrum that they shared. They were superstars. They are our superstars. I claim Kim Poole. I claim Teaching Artistry Institute. I claim the She Rose Sisterhood Union. As an elder of the community, it's an absolute honor to see these brilliant ones standing up. And so on that note, it looks like she probably lost her communication there. And it sounded like a battery dying out, the way it goes out just that sudden. But we have the replay here. Can I get everybody to hit the like button right now? Share the video, if you would, please. If you have not already, subscribe to the channel of LIB Radio and LIB TV, and subscribe to my YouTube channel. I got to say this. They did it again three times this week. It's been 4 days. Three times this week, Google has flagged my videos as inappropriate for advertisers. When I protest and say, you need to review this, they take the flag off after 2 full days. But that's the first 48 hours when most of your views are going to take place. And so monetization through YouTube is catastrophic. It's disastrous. Earlier this year, before something happened to push me out of favor with them, our monetization was doubling about every 6 months, and then it got cut by two-thirds, almost dropped completely off its shelf, and has been rebuilding very, very slowly. So you, our listeners, you help us. You choose to step forward and give us love and honor us and to go out of your way quite often to make sure that the world knows that we have this viability, we have this platform. So I am because we are. And on that note, I am going to wrap it up. You've been tuned into your favorite. We aim to be your favorite. We are LIB Radio, LIB TV, and LivingInBlack.com. Tomorrow, Alan Kaku will be back with us for our Friday Mastering Monetization, dealing with business development. Especially, it is going to be the last broadcast of the year, so there will be strong elements of recounting what the year presented to us. I do hope that you are able to join us. I do hope that you are able to contribute with us. And I do hope that we have done something together to change and transform the future. We are LIB Radio, LIB TV, and LivingInBlack.com. Your donations will be very welcome. We have a Cash App, $TDOB, as well as I like selling the books as a way of paying for the station. You can help us out with that. Get the book and transform the world as you intend to transform it. Peace and prosperity to each and every one of you. Thank you. Hey, there you are. It sounded like a battery dying on the phone. We were into it, and it was the timing couldn't have been much better, because it was just a few minutes before I was supposed to wrap up, and you probably would have kept me on for another half an hour. What a wonderful conversation, beloved. They are, her and her husband are both absolutely brilliant and committed people. And yeah, what a joy it was growing up. You know, in Southern California, everybody wanted to be in L.A. If you were in L.A. or now it's Las Vegas, you couldn't come to L.A. without eating at my table. That was just so cool.
Now I'm taking one more turn over.
Yeah. I sent out the note to her. I probably will hear from her in the next day or so. And if I can get her and or her husband on as soon as possible, I'm going to tell them it's because you told me. Dynamite. Well, I sent you the link where you'll be able to see the YouTube video. So let me know if there's anything else you need from me. But, you know, I'm kind of changing the format around here. We've been on. They will be celebrating 20 years as the oldest black-owned internet webcast, talk radio webcast. And so what I will be doing is kind of changing the format and cutting about 24 hours of my participation and production out and starting to move toward other areas. But I'm definitely going to be keeping the thoughts that you share today greatly in mind. And your elders, too, I was going to bring that up, of 2023, I'm going to be on that group with you. So you just let me know how that is proceeding. And if we need to help with the promotion of that, we'd be glad to help as well.
That would be great, but I also want to talk with you. What lies behind that open door?
No, we're talking 2023 spring. I'm already 5 months overdue for getting back over to East Africa. The recession kind of wrung me a little thin, but I do have substantial resources that can come together to bear to get us there. Plus, we already have 135 acres of farmland in western Uganda, and I got to get back over and spend more time on the farmland as well. Yeah, spring is tomorrow. I'm looking for, you know, I'm kind of the kind of person, if I say spring, I'm going to do spring. Now, sometimes, you know, later you can say, well, I wish I had spring for like 2 weeks, you know, but we're going to do the best we can. It helps me when I set very firm dates for outcomes, because that gets things on a firm date for all the resources now, lineup. So if it comes later, it could come later. I know I will be traveling there about springtime, but if it's a delegation, it may take more time.
Okay, so are you interested in a delegation, or are you interested in a preference
of delegation? Well, delegation is a kind of a little bit of a flexible word. I have wonderful contacts across the societal spectrum, and we can get in. Various universities and ministries have been supportive as well. So it's a key, it's a matter of what we have to organize, how we can organize it. I want to raise this money. It's probably going to cost about $3,500 for a portable ultrasound machine. And I want to take at least 6 of them over there. So we're talking about $14,000 or something like that. So it's rather ambitious. I've done these things before. One time we donated a $17,000 radio station to Kwame Nkrumah University of Science and Technology in Kumasi. So, you know, and we know more than what we knew then. Getting it into the country much easier than what it took us on that time.